Shane Wallet aus Norwegen mit dem Stück Shade in der Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Lux FM. Das Midsommerfest hat in Skandinavien eine besonders starke Tradition, aber auch bei uns in Berlin wird die Sommersonnenwende gefeiert. Morgen ist es soweit, 24. Juni 2016, das Berlin Midsommer Festival im Urban Spree mit ja ganz vielen tollen Sachen, die wir uns von den Machern aber selber gleich erzählen lassen. Nina ist hier von der Agentur Nordic by Nature und sie hat die gerade gehörte Band mitgebracht, Shane Wallet, eben aus Bergen, sind auch da. Herzlich willkommen bei Flux FM. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the English-speaking people, I just said that. No, I'm just making jokes. Nina, nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
You're working for Nordic by Nature, which, you know, they take care about the Scandinavian music all the time. They know what's good, what's right. So you brought the nice guys to your left as well.
Exactly.
And that's why we always have the fresh stuff from Scandinavia also here on Flux FM. That we're really happy about.
That's good to hear.
Und ja, sie wissen eben genau, was in ihrer Heimat läuft und somit bestücken sie auch das Berliner Midsommerfestival eben mit tollen nordischen Bands. Aber wir wollen auch erfahren, was genau jetzt morgen gefeiert wird. Tell us about the festivity tomorrow. What is going to happen? There are also bands, of course, but traditional things that happen on this special day.
We have 5 newcomer bands playing from Scandinavia, but the idea of Berlin Midsummer from the start was to bring a typical Nordic midsummer to Berlin and still have like an urban feeling to it. So it's a very like modern touch on the classics, but we will have all kinds of classic food. We are making our own sill and potatis stand, which is like herring and potatoes with sauerkraut. That's like the typical Swedish midsummer food. We have a Fünfkampf, where everyone can participate and, you know, you run with a potato on a spoon, you put a rope through your clothes. It's all very much about, it's not about winning, it's just about participating and having fun in a team. We have, of course, the flower headbands, which are very typical for Swedish midsummer. And we have 2,000 flowers there that we give away for free. And we show everyone how they can make their own headband.
Is this a special flower that needs to...
It's like meadow flowers. Mm-hmm. So like blue, pink, white. Very much in Sweden, you would go out on a meadow and pick them. And actually, you put 7 different flowers under your pillow at night at midsummer. And then you dream about who you're going to marry. That's really
Did you
exciting.
Do that as well, guys? Did you ever put flowers under your pillow?
I'm going to try it now.
And you did that, Nina?
I've done it many times when I was a kid. But now I am getting married, so, you know, there's no dreaming anymore.
No, you found your dream person in your life.
And we also have one of the highlights, of course, is dancing around the maypole, where we have a song called Smågrodorna, Little Frogs, where everyone jumps around. And we always have lots of Germans taking part as well. They don't know the lyrics, but everyone's really happy to just dance around.
Yeah.
And that's been so popular. So people have asked so much about it that we do it twice this year, like once at 8 o'clock and once at 10 o'clock. So no one's going to miss it.
Wow, so viel Tradition wird hier mit rübergebracht. Du kommst aus Schweden. Die beiden Jungs kommen aus Norwegen. So Sweden and Norway, are these all the same traditions that you have when she's talking about the stuff?
No.
Or are there differences?
It's a little bit different, actually. We have a huge bonfire and we burn a witch on the bonfire. Right,
yeah.
Stian?
Yeah, we do. And in Bergen, where I'm from, it's kind of a, you know, competition. They try to make the biggest bonfire, so just to get in the local newspaper or something. So they make a big bonfire and eat sausages. That's the Norwegian tradition.
Yeah, really? Did you know that?
I knew that. And yeah, we also tried to bring a bit of Finnish in this year because we have a sauna at the festival too.
Oh, that's like a day on. It's going to be hot as well outside tomorrow and inside as well.
But we have ice buckets.
Okay.
So it's kind of an ice bucket challenge, maybe.
Oh my gosh, now everyone is coming to Urban Spree tomorrow. Sehr gut. Und es gibt natürlich, habt ihr auch gerade gehört, ganz leckeres Essen. Hering mit Kartoffeln, saurer Sahne, was it? That is the traditional. Genau. Und wenn man 7 Blumen, das ist auch die Tradition dort in Skandinavien, 7 Wiesenblumen verschiedenster Farbe, verschiedenster Couleur unter sein Kopfkissen nicht, dann kann man in der Nacht träumen von seinem Traumpartner, den man später dann einmal haben wird. Aber Nina sagt, sie hat ihren jetzt schon gefunden, von daher braucht sie keine Blumen mehr unter das Kopfkissen zu legen. Aber die beiden Jungs von Shane Wallet, die wollen es dann nochmal probieren. Sehr gut. How many people are in your band?
When we play live, we're 5 people.
5 people.
Yeah.
Genau, und sie kommen aus Bergen, sind auch gut befreundet mit den Jungs von Kack Motherfucker, die ja auch schon des Öfteren bei uns waren. Alles eine große Clique, weil Bergen, you said, is small and everyone knows each other.
That's true. Yeah. So we hang out at the same bars, and they tell stories about their tours, and we're looking forward to becoming as big as they are now.
Yeah, so let's do our thing to help you and play your music. Wir hören einen weiteren Song von Jane Wallet, nämlich Muted Colors. Morgen sind sie dabei beim Berlin Midsummer Festival im Urban Spree. Wir setzen euch gleich auch noch sehr gerne auf die Gästeliste. Jane Wallet mit Muted Colors, eine Band aus Norwegen. Zwei Bandmitglieder haben wir hier, nämlich Stian und Frody. Aber später werden sie dann mehr auf der Bühne sein. Später heißt morgen dann beim Berlin Midsummer Festival. Und naja, das ist nun mal so. Jeden Freitag nach dem längsten Tag des Jahres wird ja dieses Fest zelebriert. Und wenn die Sonne fast gar nicht untergeht, frage ich mich immer, denn bei uns geht sie ja doch dann immer gerne unter, wenn die Sonne gar nicht untergeht, when the sun never goes down and it's always... You know, blue horizon outside, but it's, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night. How can you go to sleep? What are your tricks up there when it's, you know, not dark enough outside? How do the northern people manage to find sleep?
We don't really sleep in the summer. No. We just go to the party and then there's always an after party. And then I have the feeling that it's always like 8 o'clock in the morning and you're lying on the beach talking to some people and you have to go home.
And you never get tired.
No, because you get so much energy, because we sleep so much in the winter instead.
But what about the other days? It's not only this day, the celebration after Friday or after the longest day. Other days are also very long.
Yeah.
But you go to bed like, you know, putting some curtains in front of the window and that's it.
Yeah, you have to. So yeah. Because it's lighter all the day. So.
Yeah.
But in Bergen, I guess the sun goes down at, you know, midnight and it stays down for like 3 or 4 hours. Yeah. So then you can sleep. And that's enough.
How do you manage that?
Yeah, it's the same, actually. But we have these large mountains that cover up the sun.
Yeah, that's true.
So we have like 7 mountains around the city. So it's always dark, the 4 hours. And you only need 4 hours of sleep, right?
Natürlich. Yeah. 4 Stunden Schlaf, dann sind wir alle total fit. Mehr brauchen wir nicht. Sehr gut. So when do we have to be there tomorrow? When does the whole thing start?
It starts at 4, and I recommend to be there early if you want to do the flower headbands and all of the games, because that kind of ends around 8, and then the party starts more or less. So it's, yeah, different stages. Mm-hmm. One is more like family friendly and more games oriented, and then there's bands and DJs until 3 or 4 in the morning.
Okay, wow. So the DJs come after all the bands have played, or is it a mixture?
Also in the middle, it's a mixture.
Okay, and you also told me that people from Scandinavia fly to Berlin to celebrate here with us.
Yeah, some people told me last year that they come every year now as a tradition, that they come with their friends and take a plane to Berlin from Sweden to celebrate Midsummer here.
Yeah, wow.
So I think we have the most authentic one in Europe.
Ja, es ist ja auch mittlerweile schon Klassiker geworden. Es ist jetzt zum 5. Mal im 5. Jahr das Ganze. Und Nina hat auch gesagt, es werden jedes Jahr immer mehr Leute, also begeisterte Pilgerer dorthin. Und vielleicht gehört ihr auch schon längst dazu oder habt euch jetzt mal von uns überreden lassen, beim Midsummer Festival mitzumachen. Im Urban Spree geht morgen das Ganze los um 4. Und wir schreiben euch sehr gerne auf die Gästeliste, wenn ihr jetzt anruft. 030-2000-9000, dann setzen wir euch drauf auf die Liste für den morgigen Tag. It was a pleasure to have you here. Live on the radio at Flux FM.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Enjoy the rest of your Berlin week.
Thank you.
Und im Oktober kommt nämlich die neue Platte dann raus und die erste Platte von Jane Wallet, die auch denselben Namen trägt. Nina, Grüße an die Herrschaften bei Naughty by Nature. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And have fun today, tomorrow. And today, and your whole life. See you next year.
See you.
Bye. Ach so, and another band who's playing. It's called Vangel. Where are they from?
Yes, they are from Denmark. And they're actually a really, really promising act from Denmark. They played a headliner show at Spot Festival in Denmark, which is for Danish newcomers. And they just blew everyone away. So I have really big hopes for this
band. Cool, da hören wir rein. To break you, don't tell me lies about love now.